I hope you're not claustrophobic, said the social worker as she closed the door to the consulting room. As I mentioned, she said in a confidential murmur, you're only the second visitor he's had, and since we've been unable to locate any family members... Who was the other one? I said. She smiled, the smile of a professional well accustomed to being interrupted. There was a woman about a week after he arrived here. The nurses paged me, but it seems this woman had to go somewhere. She was gone when I arrived. Was she the one who left the card? I asked, remembering a single card with kites or something taped to the wall above his bed. Is that the sort of card you buy for an unconscious man on a ventilator? If you didn't bring it, she said, it must have been her. Now, as I was saying, you seem very concerned about your friend. Well, I said, he's my neighbor. She looked at me admiringly, as if she could hardly begin to understand the depth of my neighborly feelings. Yes, she said. We were hoping you'd consider becoming his guardian. Guardian, I said. There are papers to be signed, decisions to be made. We'd have to do a credit check, of course. There's no one else. Would you be willing?